Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. The truth for believers in Messiah about healing is not about receiving new gifting, but growing in revelation of what you already have. Think about it.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, I'm here with Andrea. But Andrea, you were sabotaged. That's all I can say. You should have never survived what you went through. You're Swiss. Your mom was involved in, you know, it's like so many that are involved in searching for truth. Sometimes they get into the counterfeit, they get into witchcraft, New Age, the occult. She was in all those things. Then she turned to drugs and alcohol. The marriage was bad. She gets pregnant at 21 with Andrea. And your father is abusive, even threatened to kill you. And at age 3 and a half, she literally took you, escaped, and went to shelters, you know, homeless-type shelters. And, I mean, you really were sabotaged. But when you were 11 years old, you two were rescued. What happened?
So when I was 11 years old, I played soccer in a club, and my best soccer friend ended up being a Christian. So he would tell me about this Jesus, and I always believed in supernatural things. Since my mom was involved in witchcraft and New Age, I would always see visible creatures walking around in my room or audible voices talking to me. So I always knew that there is a spiritual world outside, but I wasn't able to give a name to it. Mm-hmm. And my friend, he would tell me about this Jesus, and when we would have games, my mom would come and watch the games, and so did his mom as well. So they started to get to know each other, and we ended up becoming good friends with them, and since they lived right to the village next to where we were living, we ended up going to their house quite a lot. And when I was 11 years old, they both asked us if we want to receive Jesus into our hearts, and we ended up saying yes, of course, and it was the best decision ever. So they both prayed for us, we ended up receiving Jesus, and I saw my mom as a young boy being completely transformed by the power and love of God in a very short amount of time. It was absolutely, she was set free from everything, really beautiful.
Yeah. But you know, Andrea is young, and he wasn't willing to give up the world. So you might say, as we have a phrase here in America, one foot in the Lord and one foot in the world. But you wanted to be a professional athlete, and you were involved in Switzerland. They have something called floorball, which you tell me is ice hockey is equivalent to, is the closest to floorball. And you were ready for the championship tournament, but it was better than the championship tournament. The scouts from the top pros were going to go watch him become a superstar, and the Hollywood movie script was going to be written out in his life. But that's not the way it was written. He breaks his ankle. Tell me about that.
So I was supposed to play at the under 19 World Championship that was taking place in Switzerland. And I was obviously training really hard in order to make the best out of that opportunity. And literally 3 days before that World Championship would start, I broke my ankle, my ligaments were torn, and I was obviously really hurt and disappointed. So I was 17 years old when that happened. And I remember going home and just for the first time really opening up my heart to God, telling him that,
oh God,
I want to give my life completely to you. I was looking for things. I was trying to have my identity anchored in things that I wasn't supposed to do. And for the first time in my life, I also admitted to Jesus that I was actually hurt not having a biological father next to me. And in just in a couple seconds, something entered my room. Love entered in, and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and in love on the floor, weeping for hours and hours. And that's where my life really started to be transformed in an absolute, beautiful, incredible way.
And this love has driven him to revelations that, frankly, I haven't heard other guests talk about operating in miracles. And this love allows him to operate in miracles, but that's not what his passion is. His passion is, he says, anything God has given him, God has already given you, and his passion is to see you operate in miracles, but not for the miracles. Yeah. He wants you to operate in miracles to grab the attention of a non-believer so that they too can experience being born from above and knowing the Messiah of Israel. Be right back after this, because I want him to explain these revelations to you. Mm-hmm.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Andrea is filled with the love of God. Then you're minding your own business, and God speaks to you. And he says, go to Berlin, Germany, and be equipped and for what is known as power evangelism. So you go to Berlin. And tell me what happened.
So in Berlin, the leaders were teaching us some very simple steps on how you can go out and minister to unbelievers. And I just thought, okay, if it sounds that easy, I'm just going to do it and try it out. And we ended up seeing God do the most incredible things, signs and wonders, deaf ears that opened up.
Tell me the first miracle that you operated in, mm-hmm. in the streets. Ever after that training?
So I went to the skate park because I figured there are going to be a lot of people, and I saw this younger girl having a brace around her arm. And I approached her, telling her that I believe God still heals and if I was able to pray for her. And surprisingly, she said, yes, she would love to receive prayer, but the guy next to her started to scream around the park saying, you guys need all to come and watch this because this young man claims to believe that God still heals today.
Well, that's his first time.
Yes.
How would you have liked that? I mean, that wasn't after he's a pro. This is, I mean, put yourself in that situation. Go ahead.
So I ended up having an audience of non-believers seeing me the first time praying for someone to be healed. And I prayed a very short prayer, but it was a prayer that came from my heart because I believe if we pray from our heart, the prayer will always find the heart of God as well. So after short prayer, I asked her to move around her wrist and she said, oh my goodness, there's no pain at all. And she ended up even taking off the brace, shaking her hand, declaring to everyone who was there, I'm healed.
How did the crowd react?
They were absolutely confused, but we ended up having had the privilege to pray for more people, obviously. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was fun.
Today, Andrea travels the world equipping believers to do exactly what he does. That's his passion, because that is the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Now, I asked you on the phone, I said, if there were two truths for the TV show for you to talk about, yeah. You told me the first one that people don't understand the word authority. Explain what authority means to you.
It's very important. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus walks up to his 11 remaining disciples and says, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me." And Jesus makes that statement still as the Son of Man, depending on the Holy Spirit, or as our elder brother, saying that he received an inheritance of the Father, so we as sons and daughters could be born into the family as God, of God, as co-heirs. Which tells me, Jesus says, "Hey guys, I just received a bigger measure of authority than I had before. It's an upgrade." And now we all have access to the same authority Jesus received after he was resurrected from the dead, which tells me right now we all have access to a bigger measure of authority that Jesus himself had when he was walking on earth. And that's a ridiculous thought until you read John chapter 14, 12, where it says that those who believe will do the same works as Jesus did, and even greater works will be done. So, yeah.
Now, out of curiosity, what do you think? I know what the same works were. You know what the same works? The blind could see, the deaf could hear, those that couldn't speak could speak, the lame could walk, the dead were raised. Those are the same. But he's saying greater. What do you think that greater was?
I believe the church is coming into a place where we are going to start to think way bigger, because he also says in the same chapter, Matthew 28, "Go out, disciple whole nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," and so on. And I think many believers read through that scripture thinking we are supposed to go into the nations in order to disciple individuals. But that's not what Jesus is saying. He is saying, go out to the world in order to disciple whole nations, baptizing them in the Holy Spirit. He is still talking about the nation. So Sid, how would it look like to have the whole United States baptized in the Holy Spirit in one day?
That is what he said. So pick a nation.
Absolutely.
And you pray that nation. Why does that sound so impossible? God says all things are possible. I like that. You know why? Because this greater glory that is about ready to invade the whole world, you will be equipped to do all things that Jesus did, and even greater. But there's a second revelation, and this is outrageously good. I mean, it really is. It's called, look at everything through the heavenly perspective. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now to get Andrea D'Amelio's powerful DVD movie, Christ in You, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Fueling the Fire of a Supernatural Lifestyle. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9578. Andrea D'Amelio's Supernatural DVD movie, Christ in You, is a must-see movie for every believer. Many people who watch this movie have received their healing. Then they began to pray for others and watched miracles take place before their eyes. This movie is so powerful that while watching the film, many people have experienced dramatic physical healings. Through this anointed movie, everyday believers who never prayed for anyone before began following the easy-to-understand steps contained in the movie and began praying for others. They were amazed as they watched warts disappearing, serious chronic neck pain healed, and a wheelchair-bound man raise up and begin to walk. Through Andrea D'Amelio's three-part audio CD teaching set, you will learn how to partner with God and begin to be used to heal the sick, prophesy, and witness miracles. Understand the authority you have been given through Jesus, and learn how to declare and decree the supernatural for your own life and for others you pray for. Andrea includes prayers for you to have words of knowledge, God to pour out the spirit of revelation and wisdom, an impartation of understanding, fresh passion, and the fire of the Holy Spirit upon you. Begin to obtain blessings and favor from God for all your endeavors.
I don't know of a better teaching or presentation to just catapult you into being normal.
Don't miss out on getting Andrea DiMellio's powerful DVD movie, Christ in You, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Fueling the Fire of a Supernatural Lifestyle. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9578. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9578 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Andrea, this second thing that you said you really want to make sure and drill home to the people that are watching is what you call the heavenly perspective. What does that mean to you?
So let me tell you a story. I was once walking around in our city with a good friend of mine, and three people were highlighted to us, two boys and one girl. And as we were approaching them, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me that the boy right to my right hand, he was struggling with his ankle due to an injury he had a couple of weeks ago. So we asked him, and he was like, yeah, it's true. How do you guys know? And my friend happened to have a word of knowledge about the other boy's back, which was true as well. So they both, again, asked, how did you guys know that? And when we were explaining that we are believers, believing that Jesus talks to us and he wants to heal you now, the girl in the middle starts to scream at me saying, you guys get away with your God. I'm an atheist. I don't want to hear anything more from you guys. And Sid, this
You really pick them, don't you?
Yeah. And this could have been a moment for me to really easily be offended. And I was maybe a little bit having a girl screaming at me at that, being bitter against the Lord. But then I was asking the Holy Spirit, Lord, what is it you are doing in her life? And I suddenly felt the Holy Spirit telling me that he has called her to be a prayer warrior and an intercessor. When I was hearing that, I was asking, why, Holy Spirit, are you telling me these things? And then I saw a picture of her being a little girl, always praying, interceding, believing in God. And then what happened is that her mom got sick due of cancer and she died, but she prayed for her mom to the very end, believing God could do a miracle. But because she died, that was the reason she was an atheist. And when I was hearing all that, I started to tell her, hey, you are angry at God and bitter towards him because you believe that God could heal your mother to the very last second, but it didn't happen. So she died and you turned away from the Lord. And she started to weep, to shake, to tremble, saying everything is true. And right on the spot, she gave her life back to the Lord, asking him for forgiveness. It's wonderful. But here's the point. And that's the key. When I was looking at the girl, I saw someone who was angry at God. But when heaven was looking at the same person, heaven saw a prayer warrior. Paul keeps telling us through the letters he wrote that we are seated in heavenly places with Jesus in order to make us aware that we have access to another reality. Or in Colossians chapter 3, he says, since you guys have been raised, being made seated with Jesus in heavenly places, don't seek these things which are on the earth, said your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. And he says that because you will always live from the place you are most aware of. And if we start to seek the face of God in order to see his eyes, and the more you see his eyes, the more you will start through his eyes. And you will become prophetic to the degree you see from God's perspective, right? Prophetic is nothing else than an invasion from God's perspective into the now. And that's really what happened in this very moment. I was seeing something that God was showing me in order to speak what he was saying.
Again, I say this so often to my guests, you operate in a wonderful gift of God, but do you see the people you equip do the same things and even greater than you?
Absolutely. You know, when I've traveled the world, there are always people who are so hungry, just pulling all the things that God has for them down, believing they can do the same thing. But it's going to be the people who will put themselves into a situation where these things has to come out, or any other way they would just look really stupid. But these are the guys who are going to see breakthrough. So it's not whether or not you have a gift of healing, because Jesus in you surely has it. But it's about making ourselves available so God can use us at any time, anywhere.
And I heard you teaching about it's a rigged deal when you go out in the city and start. God's already set up. It's a setup. What do you mean by that?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says that God has already prepared the work for us so we can just walk in them. And in the beginning, I thought that I was responsible to take Jesus out in order to make him work. But now I realize that God has already been working out there and that I, as his son, have the privilege to partner with him in whatever it is that he's already doing. And we as a church have spent so much time inviting God to show up in our services that we have missed his invitations to show up in our cities, because he's already out there doing the most incredible things and is waiting for his children to partner with him. Jesus himself said, "My God, my Father has always been working."
Tell me about someone that sat under your training and what they are doing today, someone that did not really move in miracles and evangelism in the past.
So there's a younger man, his name is Joachim. He happens to be my roommate right now. And for several years, he had this, you know, deep hunger within him to see the supernatural power of God in his life. So one time he joined me on the streets in order to see how I'm doing these things. And then suddenly he ended up praying for a guy from Russia. And what happened while he was praying for him, this guy from Russia just hugged him for 10 or even 15 minutes, and they were both weeping. And he got hit with the compassion of God, my friend Joachim. And ever since, when he prays for people, he sees how God is moving through him, because compassion is not only the thing that releases the power of God, it's also the thing that attracts the power of God. Yeah.
You know, I want you to say this prayer with me out loud and mean it to the best of your ability. It's not an accident you're watching me right now. It's not an accident you're in our audience right now. Repeat this after me. Dear God, out loud. I'm a sinner.
I'm so sorry.
I believe that Jesus died for my sins. And because of his death and resurrection, God remembers my sins no more. I'm so clean. It's so good to be clean. And now that I am clean, Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. I make you Lord of my life. Amen. All right, I know this. I know if you look in that camera and pray right now that the same love and the same compassion that is in you would be transferred for whoever wants that, like your roommate. Right now, pray that.
Yeah, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that the same atmosphere that entered my room when I was 17 years old is now going to be released to every person that is watching Sidrath at Supernatural. Father, I pray that the same fire you have released upon the apostles that has been passed on for 2,000 years is just going to be refreshed in a whole other dimension that we have never seen before. And Lord, I just release an impartation of what I have been experiencing over the last 10 years to every viewer, Lord, that my ceiling is becoming their floor and they're going to see God do the most incredible things through them, Lord. Thank you so much just for pouring out your love right now, Father. Thank you so much that you are releasing the faithfulness of Abraham, the faith of Moses, and the anointing that Jesus carried that is now living inside of us. And Lord, I pray for a supernatural empowering for every believer to step out and do what they were not thinking they were able to do right now in Jesus' name, that the grace of God would cover and surround them. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray that.
Hey, it's finished.
If you don't have a gift of healing, that's totally okay, because the Messiah in you surely has it. So I totally believe 100% that everyone is called to do the supernatural. Jesus commanded his disciples to go out to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons.
Andrea D'Amelio wants to mentor you to operate in the full authority Jesus has given you to receive your miracle, your healing, and your breakthrough, and operate in the power of the Holy Spirit to heal others. Call now to get Andrea D'Amelio's powerful DVD movie, Christ in You, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Fueling the Fire of a Supernatural Lifestyle. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9578. Andrea D'Amelio's supernatural DVD movie, Christ in You, is a must-see movie for every believer. Many people who watch this movie have received their healing. Oh, Then they began to pray for others and watched miracles take place before their eyes. This movie is so powerful that while watching the film, many people have experienced dramatic physical healings. Through this anointed movie, everyday believers who never prayed for anyone before began following the easy-to-understand steps contained in the movie and began praying for others. They were amazed as they watched warts disappearing, serious chronic neck pain healed, and a wheelchair-bound man raise up and begin to walk. Through Andrea D'Amelio's three-part audio CD teaching set, you will learn how to partner with God and begin to be used to heal the sick, prophesy, and witness miracles. Understand the authority you have been given through Jesus, and learn how to declare and decree the supernatural for your own life and for others you pray for. Andrea includes prayers for you to have words of knowledge, God to pour out the spirit of revelation and wisdom, an impartation of understanding, fresh passion, and the fire of the Holy Spirit upon you.
God is so much interested in us living a lifestyle where we are depending on Him. So in the teaching, your mindset about how the supernatural works is going to be completely transformed, so you will see signs and wonders on a daily basis.
Begin to obtain blessings and favor from God for all your endeavors.
If you don't operate in signs and wonders, I'm telling you, you're not normal, because our Messiah said, you, that's you, will do the same things I have done and even greater. I don't know of a better teaching or presentation to just catapult you into being normal.
Don't miss out on getting Andrea D'Amelio's powerful DVD movie, Christ in You, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Fueling the Fire of a Supernatural Lifestyle. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9578. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9578 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm John Kilpatrick. Join me on It's Supernatural as I share with you how the blessing and the glory of God is meant to be a covering over you in every area of your life.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide. Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs, and wonders as a result of watching It's Supernatural. Share your testimony at SidRoth.org/praise.